You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much there, Darla and Michael, for that wonderful introduction. And we want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church on this Independence Day weekend as we honor our veterans who have risked their lives to keep this nation safe. We pay tribute to these patriots and those who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom here in America. And we want to remember today these great patriots, these great men and women who have paid the ultimate price. So we just addressed our Facebook Live audience, but now here we are, our radio audience. And, of course, we are broadcasting, Gene, across America and around the world. We're delighted to have our church members attending today. And we just want to say welcome.
Yes, welcome. Breakout Church.
Yes. And we are so delighted to have people that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church today, as well as those who are on Facebook Live. Remember, our Sunday morning service will be replayed each day at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time on BPN Radio and throughout the day on Dale Gentry's Facebook page on Sundays. And, of course, Gene and I's vision is to lead a translocal radio church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations who are not attending a church or don't have a pastor, responding to the call. We're responding to the call to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and we're actually doing it. Nations around the world are joining us every Sunday and throughout the week. And, of course, we are a house of prayer for all nations because we believe in prayer. So this is exciting, is it, Gene?
Yes, it's very exciting what God is doing.
Yeah, it's like a dream come true.
It is.
Even though we've been in ministry for 50 years, to be able to have a church comprised of members, and I don't know how many states we have now. There's several different nations. How many states do you know?
I know there's 20.
Yeah, over 20 states. We now have members as well as several nations of the world, people yes. that may be attending that have not even become members. And so we're responding to Romans 10 and 37. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there's a lot of people that just listen with their smartphone. About 70% have their smartphone. It's going to be a great day today. So we're going to pray, and we're going to have a patriotic instrumental here in just a moment to celebrate America and to celebrate our independence. We're going to shoot off some fireworks here. But first of all, we are going to pray together. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose be done here at Breakout Radio Church or whenever people are listening throughout the week. We're thankful for Aliona that is working with us and Michael Schonborn producing this program, Ian Kieber that is doing our technical work for Facebook. And we're so thankful for people that are helping us sowing into this ministry. And we're so thankful for the people that have come to Breakout Radio Church today. And as we start our church service, I would like to encourage you to go to our new website at breakoutradiochurch.com. And you can also leave me a prayer request or a message. Just type breakoutradiochurch.com and you're there. So we're going to play the Star Spangled Banner. We're going to honor our nation, and we just want to honor those who have sacrificed life and limb that we might have these freedoms. And so we're grateful today. You got part of that national anthem. We are thankful that you are listening today here, joining us at Breakout Radio Church. And we have some special announcements that we are going to make. And we will do that at the close of the service. But I want to minister today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. And I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible, Isaiah chapter 40, from the Message Bible. And so I'm going to preach a while, and then we are going to pray a while. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, he said, "Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, 'God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me.' Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait upon God, get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind." The New King James says they do not become weary. So, but I like this passage. These are days of opportunity in this nation and other nations who are joining us today around the world. There's opportunities, but especially here in America, so many people, including Christians, are just too tired to pursue those opportunities, or they are simply too busy, falling into bed each night exhausted from the pressures of life and the responsibilities they carry. Many want to fly because they feel but they feel they have too many restrictions, too many oppositions, and too many responsibilities, too many boundaries. Some of these are self-imposed boundaries, but in many instances, there are others around them who are attempting to restrict them, imposing restrictions on them, imposing boundaries on them, telling them there is no way they're going to break out, no way they can do what's in their heart, no way they can fulfill their dreams. They're either too old, too young, too poor, don't have enough education. Too many things have happened in their background. They have limited resources and limited finances, and the excuses go on and on and on. So maybe they were abused when they were young. I don't know. But they're surrounded by boundaries. But the Bible, here's what the Bible says in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20. "You gave them your good spirit to teach them to live wisely. You never stinted with your manna, gave them plenty of water to drink. You supported them 40 years in that desert. They had everything they needed. Their clothes didn't wear out, and their feet never blistered. You gave them kingdoms and peoples, establishing generous boundaries." What? God gave them generous boundaries. They had food to eat for 40 years. Their clothes did not wear out. Their shoes did not wear out, and they did not even get blisters on their feet. Can you imagine walking for 40 years and never getting any blisters on your feet? Why? Because God was with them, and he was establishing, the Bible said, generous boundaries. Generous boundaries. So we are living in the most incredible time in history, just before the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the world is at our doorstep. Do you see that? The world is at our doorstep. I have four grandchildren that are just returning from Cambodia today. Tonight we'll go out to the airport and welcome them home from several weeks in Cambodia. And because they realized that they were not restricted to just America, there were other nations of the world. And here at Breakout Radio Church, we not only support ministries in America, but we support ministries in Cambodia and Bangalore, India, and Malawi, Africa, and other places in the world. We support these ministries because we are a worldwide congregation, and we believe that we have these wonderful opportunities to speak. So we're living in wonderful times where God has given us generous boundaries, and he wants us to go for it, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I want to say that again. All things are possible and nothing is impossible, because I believe that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And the reason is that he has given you and me generous boundaries. And so opportunities await for you. I believe that if you want to fly, you can fly. You know, several years ago, according to the USA Today, there was a man who lived in Los Angeles, California. His name was Larry Walters. And Larry had this dream, this passion of flying. He would look up into the sky and say, "Oh, I want to fly. I believe I can fly." And yet, he did not have the money to take flying lessons. He did not have any money to rent an airplane. And so how could he fly? But he knew there was a way. And I'm here to say today that there is always a way to do the dreams that God has placed in your heart. He is not a God that would tease you and try to put limits on you or put dreams in your heart that you cannot accomplish. Because we know today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So Larry Walters wanted to fly. And he decided there was a way, and he had someone who believed in him. You know, if you're going to fly, if you're going to do great exploits for God in your life, you've got to have people around that believe in you, not people that says, "No, I don't think you can do that. I don't believe you could have that. I don't believe you could fly." But he had a girlfriend named Carol who believed in him, and she said, "I'm going to help you." So this is a true story. So Carol placed a lawn chair in her backyard and strapped her boyfriend Larry Walters in the lawn chair and gave him a BB gun and 47 helium balloons. And when he was safely strapped into the lawn chair, she cut the ropes, and Larry Walters, with those 47 helium balloons, began to fly. And he began to fly much higher than he ever dreamed that he could fly. That's usually the way it happens. God is desiring for you to do more than you ever thought possible. It all begins with a dream. And dreams is what keeps you alive. When you stop dreaming, the day that you stop dreaming is the day that you stop living and you start dying. So Larry Walters began to fly. And he began to fly real high, higher than he ever thought he could fly. And his lawn chair took him into the flight pattern of a TWA airliner that was approaching the LAX airport, the Los Angeles International Airport. And the pilot radioed to the tower and said, "You're not going to believe what I have just saw. There is a man that is up here in a lawn chair. And he has several balloons attached to the lawn chair." Immediately, the news media picked up on it and began to track Larry Walters' flight. Larry decided it was time to fly, to land. And so with his BB gun, he began to shoot one balloon out at a time, and he began to descend. The police in the Los Angeles area they took up the chase. And finally, with the Los Angeles area media looking on and reporting, Larry Lee shot out the last balloon and safely landed in a field outside of Los Angeles. Now, they did not know what to arrest him for. Finally, they charged him with flying without a license. And Larry Walters became so famous that he appeared on the David Letterman show, and his story went out, was picked up by USA Today. So Larry Walters, he broke the barrier, knowing that there was a way to fly even without an airplane, even without a parachute, he could fly. And so he had what I've been declaring and preaching for many years, Larry Walters had a breakout. The Bible says in Micah chapter 2, verse 13, which is actually the theme verse for our ministry, why we call it Breakout Ministries and Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Prayer Network. The Bible says, Micah chapter 2, verse 13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. The Message Bible, I love reading the Message Bible. It said, then I, God, will burst all confinements and lead them out into the open. They'll follow their king. I will be out in front leading them. So I believe that God was flying ahead of Larry Walters because he had the faith to fly. And so God said, I'm going to cause you to fly, but before I cause you to fly, I'm going to burst all confinements. So it's time for many of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today to allow God to burst all of your confinements, things that would restrain you, incarcerate you, cramp you, constrict you, restrict you, limit you, narrow you, put you in small, tight, uncomfortable, inadequate places where you feel trapped, impounded, shut in, locked up, cooped up, fenced in, hedged in, walled in prison. Does that sound like any of you today? Does that sound like where you're at? And even though Larry Walters did not have the money to take flying lessons or a plane to fly, he believed there was a way. He had faith to fly, and he had someone to encourage him to fly. And so he made history. I believe today that you can fly. I believe that God created you to fly, to do things that you never thought you could do, things that you never thought would be possible. But you must not be constricted. You must not be restricted. You must not allow circumstances or a lack of education or a lack of finances or past difficulties or disabilities or old age or young age or anything else to confine you from fulfilling the dreams that God has put in your heart today. And I know this morning that many are not flying today because they don't believe they can do it. They have put self-imposed restrictions on their lives, or they have allowed others to impose restrictions or put boundaries on them. It's either self-restrictions or they've allowed others to impose restrictions. So they just go through life instead of actually living life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He has called you to live the abundant life. And so you must understand that God is at work in you. And you're going to have to live life. You know, God gave Gene and I a dream over a year ago. We heard that only 20% of Christians were attending church. Millions, for one reason or another, did not have a local church, or were not attending church, or did not have a pastor. So we determined that we would take what was in our hands, a BPN radio station, and we would expand this station, and we would pioneer a radio church. Most people can't see us. If you're on Facebook, you can. But to begin with, they can only hear us. But the Bible said that faith comes by hearing. And we discovered that there are millions of people not attending church that has a smartphone. They can put it in their pocket. They can go to church at the beach. They may be working, or they may be in a hospital, or they may be in a rail going down the tracks in a train. Whatever it may be, they could still go to church with their smartphone. Others at home while they worked were listening to us on their computers. So we believe there was a way to get the gospel out, not only to America, but to many nations of the world as a result of this internet radio station that God placed in our hands and that we started in November of 2014. So we decided we would have church over the radio. Now, I know there's a lot of people that thought that was ridiculous. You know, I was reading, and I thought, you know, how could this happen? I'm sure there's other radio churches. I just didn't know of one to pattern by. So, but anyhow, we believe we could fly. I believe that we could fly. Gene said, I'm going to support you. I believe you can fly. And others joined us and said, yeah, we believe that you can fly also. Even if we can't, even if it's a church that doesn't have any walls, we believe that you can fly. So I got encouraged by the words recorded in Isaiah chapter 66, verses 7 and 8. And this is what the words that Isaiah wrote from the Message Bible. Before she went into labor, she had the baby. What? Before she went into labor, she had the baby. Before the birth pangs hit, she delivered a son. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? Has anyone seen anything like this? So I read that scripture, and I thought, yes, all things are possible. Even if we're doing something that no one has ever done, which I believe they probably are, because Solomon said there's no new thing under the sun. Excuse me. I believe there's a way to do it. I believe that there's new things happening all of the time. And so I read that scripture. Before she went into labor, she had the baby. How could that be possible? Before the birth pangs hit, she delivered a son. And it says, asks this question, has anyone ever heard of such a thing? Has anyone seen anything like this? So I thought, I've never seen anything like this, but I believe that Gene and I could have a church in many different cities and many different nations. You know, we spent about 20 years pastoring local churches, and then we spent about 30 years traveling to one church at a time, one city at a time, one state at a time, one nation at a time. Now, I stand before this microphone here today in Austin, Texas, and I am speaking to people all across America. I am speaking and ministering to nations of the world. And we have church members at Breakout Radio Church that are represented by many states and many nations of the world, and I believe we've only reached the tip of the iceberg. Opportunities. It's amazing. It's amazing. All we have to do is start. And we cannot despise the day of small things. We cannot despise the day of small beginnings. Last night, Gene and I were watching a program from the Kennedy Center, a televised program from the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And it was hosted by the First Baptist Church in Dallas and also by Daystar Television, and my friend Marcus Lamb. when Marcus first started a small television station in Dallas, Texas, in kind of a little warehouse, he invited me over to minister. And I was there. There was a couple of cameras. And he was there hosting it. And it was very primitive, I can say. And then he invited me to have a weekly program. And I would go to the station, and I would have a live program every Friday at 1 o'clock on Daystar Television. One day, I was with Marcus, and I began to prophesy. And I said to Marcus Lamb, there will come a day that you will have a major television station in every major city in America. And that is exactly what has happened. Daystar has a television station in every major city in America. It's seen all across America, different nations of the world. And last night, President Trump spoke to the nation via Daystar Television. And so he started out in a small place. And there was already another major television network that was in town that literally had captured the Christian television audience. But Marcus said, no, there's room for one more. It doesn't not make any difference what the competition is. I don't care how many people are already doing what is in your heart to do. There's always room for one more. You listen to me. There's already always room for one more. And so I declare today that God is at work and you can do it. And there will be those that will encourage you. And there will be others that will try to discourage you. They will try to put limits on you. They will try to incarcerate you, cramp you, restrict you, constrict you, and try to limit you. But God has given you, you must understand today that God has given you generous boundaries. And I have declared over the past many years, if you can see it, you can have it. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If you can see it, you can have it. And so, you know, you don't need to be weary and well-doing. You need to get out there and do it regardless of any constrictions, restrictions, boundaries. You know, long after Gene and I started in the ministry, we went to pastor a church in a little town called Rush Springs, Oklahoma, in southwest Oklahoma. And we had a vision. It was only a little town of about 1,400 people, but we had a vision. And we decided that we wanted to go out and bring children into our church, children whose parents were not going to church anywhere, children who were not going to church anywhere, just like we are doing here at Breakout Radio Church. People that are not going to church anywhere, we're providing them a church family. We are providing them a church, an opportunity to be a part of something that is spreading, expanding. So we bought several buses, and I said, we're gonna go out and we're going to get children. And so we did. We took these buses, and the bus leaders would knock on doors on Saturday and say, can your kids ride the bus to church? And so we were expanding out 10 or 20 miles and picking up these children. And we had a bus mechanic and keeping the buses up. And we put our name on the bus, and I would go, and the kids would come while our church was having Sunday school. I would go in there and I would preach to these kids. Boy, I love children. I love young people. And I would preach to these kids. And then the kids would have Sunday school, and I would go into the main church and I would preach to our congregation. So I was preaching twice every Sunday to the kids, and then I would go in and I would preach to the main auditorium church. One day, I got a phone call from one of the leaders of my denomination in Oklahoma City, saying there has been charges brought against you from a neighboring pastor. I said, what? He said, yes, the pastor says that you're coming into his territory. You're crossing boundaries, and coming into his territory and picking up children in his little town. I saw these children that we're picking up are not going to his church. They're not going to church anywhere. You know, at Breakout Radio Church, we're not trying to get people that are members of another church, already going to church. We're not trying to have people to pay their tithes and give offerings that they already have a home church. That's not what we're trying to do. But we're trying to reach out to people that do not have a home church or do not have a pastor or not attending church. And so there's so many people out there. So we were giving these little children an opportunity to come to church, to have an opportunity to accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord. We were speaking into their lives. So I made my way to Oklahoma City, and this pastor was saying, you know, you're coming into my territory. And you are picking up children in my town or live outside my town. I said, well, they're not going to church anywhere. He said, yeah, but it doesn't look good to see your buses with your church name on it come into my town. And I don't think you ought to be doing that. So my denominational leaders, they agreed and said, Pastor Gentry, do you believe the world is your field? And I'm saying, yes. You know, Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. I'm just doing it. I'm not trying to hinder his church, but I'm trying to reach out. I'm trying to reach people. But they said, no, we're going to have to put restrictions on you. We are going to have to confine you to going only halfway. Well, I was only 10. Our church was only 10 miles away. And they said, you can only go 5 miles. I said, what? Yeah, you can only go 5 miles, only halfway. I said, what about the children that are riding the bus from his area? No, you can't pick them up. Well, our bus mechanic lives there, and he's working on the buses. No, he can't even work on the buses in that town. He has to work somewhere else. So he came over and started working on the buses outside the church. One Saturday morning, as I was preparing for the Sunday service, I heard the sirens. In a little town of Rush Springs, Oklahoma, you don't hear many sirens. And the sirens got louder and louder, and I looked out the door, and an ambulance was pulling up outside of my door, and people were gathering around, and the bus had fallen upon the mechanic that was working on the bus because the ground had become soft, the jack slipped, and the bus fell on him. And my heart skipped many beats. I thought, oh no, Ray is under that bus. And so they began to lift the bus up, and I thought he was probably seriously injured, but he wasn't. And I thought, how ridiculous that this man, because of jealousy or because of pride or because of competition, that he was putting these restrictions on me and even on the buses that we were working on. And so I realized that in the ministry, in my dreams and my vision, everyone was not going to agree with me. I'm telling you that everybody is not going to agree with you. Some people that you think should be celebrating with you, happy for you, they're not. And those people will never, ever help you fly. But it's people that believe in you, believe that you can do all the things, all of the dreams that God has put in your heart. Those are the people. Those are the people that will help you fly. And they will help you fly high. And so today, I believe there's opportunities. And I'm going to encourage you to get back in line. Get back in line and get out of the chicken coop, because you're an eagle. And you're not a turkey. You are an eagle. And you can fly. And I declare today that you can fly high. And whatever God has put in your heart, you need to go for it. Write it down. Habakkuk said, write the vision down, make it plain. And you better get in line, because opportunities are coming your way and things are going to start happening rapidly, quickly. I prophesied several years ago that things that used to take 6 years would start taking 6 months. And those things that used to take 6 months would only take 6 weeks. And those things that used to take 6 weeks would begin to only take 6 days. Things are happening quickly. I read these verses from Amos chapter 9 this morning. Amos 9, 13 and 14, it says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills will flow with it." The Message Bible, here's what the Message Bible says. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the one who gathers the harvest, and the one who treads the grapes shall overtake him who sows the seed. For the harvest continues until planting time, when the mountains will drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt, that is, everything that was once barren will overflow with streams of blessing." That is from another translation. Here's what the Message Bible says. "Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast." Listen to this. "Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings." Blessings. "Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel." And of course, we are the Israel of God. It's amazing. It is amazing what is happening. What is happening right now. And so I'm going to encourage you in just a moment. I'm going to ask Ian Kieber, who is producing this program on Facebook. He's going to come and he's going to pray for those of you that have a dream, for those of you that have limits on your life. Maybe you are imprisoned by lack of vision, broken dreams, hopelessness, limitations, self-imposed restrictions, not enough opportunities, intimidation, lack of self-confidence. You can do it. And that's why I'm on BPN Radio and Breakout Prayer Network and Breakout Radio Church, because I want to help other people do it. And so I just declare you can. I'm going to have Ian Kieber to come, and I'm going to have him to pray a prayer for you. He's a businessman. He's a man. He and his wife, Allison, who helps me with our prophetic programs. They also have a program twice a week here on BPN Radio. They believe, and they believe you can fly. And so I want, Ian, I want you to pray for him, would you?
My pleasure, Pastor Dale. Absolutely. And gosh, what an amazing message this morning for all of us to really get into our own hearts. And I hope all of you have taken some good notes today, because you all are eagles. You all can soar. You have it inside of you. And so before we head into a time of response here and start the tithes and offerings, I just want to pray for you all out there. And join me. Father God, thank you so much for that message today, Lord. Thank you for just giving us the opportunity to have no boundaries in life, to bloom and blossom, to become all that we are meant to be, Lord, in your eyes, Lord, that you've given us this opportunity, this chance, this life to just become all that we can to build your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for just helping us to see and identify those self-imposed limitations that may be holding us back, and to remove that scarcity mindset that keeps us in a place of lack. And Lord, that you just continue to bless us, to open our horizons, to just give us these big, large dreams inside of us, Lord, that each of us will see these dreams and will fulfill those dreams that you've put inside of us, God, and that you will show us the path, God. We thank you for the pathway that leads us to the fulfillment of those dreams in our hearts, God. And Lord, we just thank you for those stories today. And God, I just, the balloon man, I don't know what fears that he may have faced in his calling to be lifted up in the sky on balloons in a lawn chair. But God, I know that each of us may be facing those same type of fears, Lord, and that you just help us to break through those fears, that we break through to achieve those and fulfill those dreams that are put deep inside of us, Lord. We just thank you so much. In your name we pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, thank you very much, Ian.
Yes.
I know that you believe that you can fly, and I believe that you can fly, and we're just encouraging you to do it. And write it down, whatever you see, whatever is in your heart. Write it down, make it plain, and God is at work with you. Well, we're going to receive our Sunday morning tithes and contributions, and one of our elders is with us today, Gene Massey. And Gene is one of our elders here at Breakout Radio Church, and he is going to receive our tithes and contributions. Gene, God bless you. Okay, Gene Massey. We don't hear Gene Massey here. And are you there, Gene? Okay. Well, I preached too long for Gene Massey, and I guess he'll we'll look forward to having him next Sunday. Hey, I do want to give you an opportunity to give today. Jesus Himself said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive," and so I want to give you this opportunity to give tithes and contributions. And all you have to do is make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And you can also use your PayPal credit card, debit card, to give today. And so I'm not sure if Gene's on yet or not. You can use your credit card, PayPal, debit card to give your contributions this morning. I just want to give you an opportunity to do that. And I know that that God will bless you. And Gene, are you there?
I'm here, Dale.
Okay. I missed you. You got some background noise, but I've told people how they can give, but I want you to, as an elder of our church, it sounds like you've got the radio going behind you. If you could turn that down, or your smartphone. And
hey, Dale.
I hear myself. Okay. All right, little technical difficulties there. So I want to give you the opportunity to give. And Ian, I know that you're a giver.
Yes, sir.
How's God blessed you? Share just a couple of minutes here how God has blessed you.
Well, I can tell you, Dale, that financial times are not always what we hope for in our life. And I know that you know, God calls us to give. And oftentimes when we hold our fists closed tightly and we focus on the issues surrounding us, that he has a hard time blessing us, right? That we have a hard time receiving a blessing. But once we open our hands as we give, now we're open to receive. And so if tithing calls for 10%, but if that seems like a lot, just giving something at the time when you can to sow that seed into God's ministry. And it's really a release, you know, sharing that letting God know that, you know, that all that we have is his, you know, that you're in agreement that with God, that again, we're all just passerbys here. We are all just here to fulfill his mission. And as we release our hand to give, the blessings start to flow. And I can tell you that oftentimes, like you said, there's the tendency to try to withhold that which is his anyway. And when you start to release that, the blessings will start to flow around you. And gosh, when you do it joyfully, there's just something inside of you that moves, that goes, hey, you know what? I'm doing this out of joy because I love the Lord. I love what he's doing in our lives. I love what happens in the ministry. And And like I said, that's when the blessings start to release. When you give joyously and sow that seed out there, God will multiply that seed for you. And we've seen it in our business. We've seen it in our life. We've seen it over and over again with our kids. Again, just, you know, making sure that, that not only are we ourselves giving, but we're also teaching our children to give. And so we just encourage you today that if it's on your heart and you're joyfully giving, we know that God's going to multiply that seed for you. And so encouraging you all out there that if it's on your heart to and to be led to give something, even if it's a dollar, you know, any time that you release that out there to the Lord, something good happens and comes back for you. So thanks so much, Dale, for letting me come in and share again.
Okay, thank you so very, very much, Ian Kieber, for sharing your testimony with us. And we know it works. Gene and I have been married now for 56 years. And all of those 56 years, we have been giving our tithe and our contributions, our offerings. So we know it works. And if you're making a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. If you're using a credit card or PayPal or debit card, then you can go to bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a donate button where you can make your contribution there. And so I just speak a blessing upon you right now. As you give, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to bless you abundantly. I'll just take just a few moments to give you an opportunity to give. Remember that Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, our loyal members, and those that attend this church on a regular basis. We want to thank you. Gene and I, except for special occasions, are no longer traveling from church to church, but we are ministering here on Sunday morning, given ourselves to Breakout Radio Church, a translocal church, and we're so delighted. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, or you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can click on the membership link. And if you just fill your membership form out and submit it, then we will put you on our membership row, and we will pray. We will pray for you. And almost every day or evening, I'm calling your name in prayer. And I just want to take, I want to take a few moments, if Gene would join me, a few moments to, before we go any further, to speak a pastoral blessing over some of our church members. We don't have time to call all of their names, but we know who they are, don't we, Gene?
Yes, we do.
Somebody said, well, how can you pastor a radio church? Well, we have Skype. We can Skype people. Yes. We have a telephone. And I just want to once again give you our ministry telephone number. And if any of your members call this number, and leave me a message, I'll get back with you. 512-924-3182. That's 512-924-3182. And we just want to be a blessing. We have a phone. We have FaceTime. We have Skype. It's amazing all of the all of the ways that we can relate to people. We can correspond to people and reach out to people. So we just, Gene, we just want to bless some people right now. We love to bless people, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We really do. And I'm so thankful that Gene and I have the opportunity to be the pastors of Breakout Radio Church. And we have a lot of pastors that are members of Breakout Radio Church. We have one pastor's wife who's a member of Breakout Radio Church. Just want to bless our first person that joined us, Judy from Prescott, Arizona, was our first member. We bless you, Judy. We bless Kip from Bloomington, Indiana. And we bless Lemuel from Temecula, California, Martina from Valencia, California, Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada, We bless Paul from Birmingham, Alabama. We bless Lester from Waco, Texas. We bless June from Covington, Louisiana. We bless Doug from West Palm Beach, Florida. We bless Kathleen from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We bless David from Fleming Island, Florida. Charles from Madison, Alabama. Ken and Sue from Gig Harbor, Washington. Lynn from Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Pastor P from Andhra Pradesh, India. Dominic from San Antonio, Texas. Wow. Jim and Marie from Austin, Texas, right here in Austin. Carol from Roy City, Texas. Steve from Sheffield, England. Ellen from Fresno, California. Ann from Gaffney, South Carolina. We bless Kim from Middlesbrough, Kentucky. Colby from Carlsbad, New Mexico. We bless Michael from Collinsville, Oklahoma. Carla from Ogilvy, Minnesota. Gloria from Branson, Missouri. Craig and Tara from Dallas, Georgia. Kelly from Mesa, Arizona. Wow, can you believe this? We have just a few minutes. We're blessing some people. Gerald and Thelma from Conroe, Texas. Benedine from San Diego, California. Amy from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. Stacy from Houston, Texas. Victoria from St. Matthew, South Carolina. Connie from Barnett, Vermont. Nora from Garden Grove, California. We have Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. And we're blessing Ollie out there in Montana. Bless you, Ollie, out there in Montana. We just communicated with him this week and was praying for him. And we just bless all of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to pray, Gene, for those that may be attending Breakout Radio Church that does not know the Lord as their personal Savior. Those are not a Christian. You know, we don't want to let any service go by without giving people an opportunity to come to Jesus. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement that no person under the sound of our voice will be lost. They'll come to know you. And Father God, we just pray right now that as we give this invitation that people will accept you as their personal Savior. If you don't know Jesus, maybe you're a backslider, confidence, confirmation that you know the Lord, you can do that today. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So would you say this prayer after me, after Gene and I? Lord Jesus, we believe you're the Son of God. We believe you died on the cross for our sins and that you arose on the third day. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into our hearts. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sin. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you said that prayer, we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And remember that Breakout Radio Church, tell your friends about that we have church services 7 days a week, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, if you are watching by Facebook, this service will be repeated throughout the day. We pray that you'll have a wonderful weekend. We do want to close out with a song that was written by one of our close friends, one of our spiritual daughters, Kathy Strawn, and she talks about the rise of America. We believe that wonderful days are ahead of our nation and great opportunities await us. And we're going to have Kathy Strawn sing this song that she wrote, America, You'll Rise Again. And you'll have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your time with your family. And we are going to play this song by Kathy Strawn as we go out today. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. Here's Kathy Strawn, and we'll play this song, and we'll say goodbye for now. We sure love you. America, you'll rise again. Let's pray for our nation.
America, you will rise again. America, you will rise again. worship here. And out of them came such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's word. What you've stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand.